First scripture reading this morning is from the New Testament book of Acts, chapter 16, verses 9 through 15. It can be found on page 136, way in the back of the Pew Bible. During the night, Paul had a vision. There stood a man of Macedonia, pleading with him and saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." When he had seen the vision, we immediately tried to cross over to Macedonia, being convinced that God had called us to proclaim the good news to them. We set sail from Troas and took a straight course to Samothrace, the following day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is the leading city of the district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. We remained in this city for some days. On the Sabbath day, we went outside the gate by the river, where we supposed there was a place of prayer. And we sat down and spoke to the women who had gathered there. A certain woman named Lydia, a worshiper of God, was listening to us. She was from the city of Thyatira and a dealer in purple cloth. The Lord opened her heart to listen eagerly to what was said by Paul. When she and her household were baptized, she urged us, saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come and stay at my home." And she prevailed upon us. Next reading is from the book of Revelation, way in the back, very back. Chapter 21, verse 10, and then skipping to chapter 22. Page 259 in your hymn Bible, in your Pew Bible.
The second reading this morning is taken from the New Testament book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 10, and then continuing through chapter 22, chapter 21, verse 22, through chapter 22, verse 5. This can be found on page 259 in the back portion of your Pew Bible. "And in the Spirit he carried me away to a great high mountain and showed me the holy city Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God. I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb. And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God is its light, and its lamp is the Lamb. The nations walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. Its gates will never be shut by day, and there will be no night there. People will bring into it the glory and honor of the nations, but nothing unclean will enter it, nor anyone who practices abomination or falsehood, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, through the middle of the street of the city. On either side of the river is the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit, producing its fruit each month, and the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. Nothing accursed will be found there anymore, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads, and there will be no more night. They need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever."
Our gospel reading today comes from the gospel according to John, the first 9 verses of chapter 5, found on page 96 of the New Testament. "After this, there was a festival of Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now in Jerusalem, by the sheep gate, there is a pool called in Hebrew Bethesda, which has 5 porticos, and in these lay many invalids, blind, lame, and paralyzed. One man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been there a long time, he said to him, 'You want to be made well?' The sick man answered, 'Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, and while I'm making my way, someone else steps down ahead of me.' Jesus said, 'Stand up, take your mat, and walk.' And at once the man was made well, and he took up his mat and began to walk. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Thanks be to God.